Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We're going to be continuing our Shiurim in Meseches Ksubis. And we are on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Shita of Rebbe Nechunya ben Hakana that we've been discussing. But before we go further, we have to be makdish this Shiur, the Schus Rav Yishayo Mordechai ben Rachel Dvoira. And the schus Yidid Navshi, Rav Gil Amir ben Penina, Rav Arya ben Dvoira, and Rav Israel Daniel ben Shainadina, they shall have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeim. The sheet of Rav Nechunya ben Iconic Superstaff Lamed Amud Aleph is that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos l'tashlum, just like Shabbos, when a person is mechal Shabbos, he's mischayiv b'nafsho, and therefore he's pater mitashlum, and kim lebe d'rabbe minei. If when he's Mechal Shabbos, he also incurs monetary payment, he's pater, because Kim Lev Deramine only get the bigger punishment. So to Yom Kippur, Mischaev Benafsho, and therefore, since Yom Kippur is a Kares, he's pater Menat Tashlumin. Now that the Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana holds, that Kares paters from Tashlumin like Miso, there is a Machlokes Rishonim. Is it only Chayve Krisis Bemezid pater Menat Tashlumin? Or no, even Chayve Krisis Bishogeg paters from Tashlum, and Shita Sirashi in Pesachim Daf Chof Tes Amid Aleph, Dibur Maslach Siyom HaKippurim, and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Dibur Maslach Rebbe Nechunya, that only Chayve Krisis B'mezid, that if you're over a Chiyuv Kares, B'mezid on Yom Kippur, a person not you, that patters from Tashlum, and Masha Enkein Chayve Kritut B'shogeg doesn't patter from Tashlum. However, the Shita of Tosfos and the Flamer Amid Beis, but Dibra Maschil, Zar Sheochal is that there's no chilik between Chayv and Mises B'meiz and Chayv and Mises Shogeg. If somebody's over on an Avera that if he did it B'meiz, he'd get Kares. If he did it B'Shogeg, that also patters him from Tashlum. And so according to Tosfos, B'chol Ofen, Kares Potter Mitashlum. And the Yisod of the Machlokas Rishonim is that Shitas HaTosfos is that since Chayv and Krisus are equated to Chayv and Mises Beis, then Chayv and Misa also B'Shogeg Potter Mitashlum and Mitana Debe. The Tana Bechizkiya learns that Ma Maka Behema learns from Maka Behema. That Ma Maka Behema, there's no difference between Shogeg and Mezid, that a person's Chayv in both cases. So to Maka Adam, we're not going to be Mechalik between Shogeg and Mezid, and we're going to say that when there's a Chiyuv Mises Mispti Adam, he's going to be Putter, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid. And therefore, if Kares was equated to, as we learned in the Gemara that it was, to Chayve Misos, just like Chayve Misos when I'm a Chalik between Shogeg and Mezid, in both cases we say Kim Levid Rabbi Minei, so too, when it comes to Chiyuv Kares, that we're not Mechalik between Shogeg and Mezid, and in both instances we're going to say Kim Levid Rabbi Minei. However, Shita Sirashi is that Chayve Krisis are equated only to Chayve Misa B'mezid, because we learn from the Pasuk V'loya Asam, we learn Asam Asam, and therefore that Pasuk is talking about Mezid, so only B'mezid one is going to, we're going to say Kim Leibed Rabbi Minei Masha'enke, in the Chiddush of the Pasuk of Maka Behema, that also Misa B'shoigeg et Padus and Tashlum, and for that there's no Hekesh of Kares. And therefore, only Chayve Krisis B'mezid Pater from Tashlumin, and not Shogeg. And we have to understand what the Yisod of the Machlokas is, whether Chayve Krisis are equated to Mezid, only Mezid, or Chayve Krisis are even compared to the Shogeg of Misa. Do we compare only to the Mezid of Misa, or even to the Shogeg of Misa? So, Rav Kalmanson Shlita, the great Chabad Rosh Yeshiva, in his Meital and Simon Hay, explains as follows. That the Pasuk was Megale, that Misa Patus from Mammon, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein Memezid, we have to make the following Chakira. Is the Din Misa B'Shogeg and the Din Misa B'Mezid two separate, distinct Dinim? In other words, B'Mezid, we Patur from Tashlumin, because the Chi of Oynesh Misa Patus from Tashlumin, Mashen Kein B'Shogeg, that there's no Oynesh Misa. Nevertheless, the pasuk was megala that also shogeg pasuk and tashlum exeris hakosav of lochi lakta ben mezid l'shogeg. So according to that, ben mezid the ptur is midin oynesh misa, that the oynesh misa pasuk and tashlum, and the shogeg is etzem pulas ha'avera. It's the avera that patters, because by shogeg there is no oynesh misa. So therefore, if we also have Xeris HaKasa for Shogeg, it must be that it's the Etzem Pulas HaAveris, the fact that he did an Avera, that if he did it B'mezi, he'd be Chayev Misa, but since he did the serious Avera, he did it B'Shogeg, that's also going to pater him from Tashlumen. The second way of looking at it is that the Yisod of the Torah, B'Kimlet Rabbeinu Mezen Shogeg, is one Yisod. In other words, the Pasuk was Megaleh, that the Pu'ulas Ha'aveira, that's what patters whether he did this Aveira B'Shogeg and whether he did this Aveira B'Mezid. And in both instances, the Ptur is Mishum Etzem Pu'ulas Ha'aveira Ha'gorem is Ptur Tashlumen. So Nachamo, is it a din in the Onesh Misa by Kares and the Aveira by Onesh Misa by Mezid and the Avera by Shoigeg, in which case they're two distinct categories of Kimlei B'Derabimineh, or do we say no, that it's the same category, and in both instances it is the Avera that patters from Tashlumen, and we find, Taka, that Rashi and Tosis argue on this Nekuda. Rashi in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Aleph Omid Beis Dibra Masl Rova Amar writes, "B'shem Moiri Hazaken," that when a person is Chayev Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim, for example, in Kim Ebed Rabbi Mine, that even though he's Pater, nevertheless he's Chayev Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. So in such an instance, Im Tofas Hasheni Loi Mafkinan Mine, if the other guy grabbed it, we don't take it away from him. Ayin Sham in Rashi. So now we're going to prove that Rashi, or what Rashi's shita is vis-a-vis our Chakira. So again, Zokt Rashi, in Bav Mitzia, and Dav Tzari Aleph Omid Beis, that where a person's chay of Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim, like in Kim Leibed Rabbi Mineh, even though he's Pater, nevertheless, he's chay of Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim to make the payment, even though he's Pater, because he gets the bigger punishment of the Onesh. Of Onesh Misa, nevertheless Chayav Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim, and therefore if the second guy grabbed it, if the party who lost this object grabbed it, so then we don't take it away from him. So in the Ktsois in Simen Kof Chof Ches Sif Kot Nalef, he asks on Rashi, it says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph that Rava had some an animal stolen from him in a ram stolen from him in a machteres, and then the ram was returned, but he didn't accept it. Why? Because Rav said bedamim kananu, he was kainet with his life. Kim le b'derabim ine, he could have died in the machteres. So memela bedamim kananu, he doesn't have to pay back this ram. So that's what it says in Sanhedrin. Frek Tosis over there. Since Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim, a person is chayev to do, even if this came later to Rabbeinu, so why didn't Rava accept this animal from him? Even Lashitas Rav, that Bedam Kananu, nevertheless, the Ganav has a chayev lahachzir Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. So why didn't he just accept it from Enfertosis? That they were only machzir, this animal, because they held that Al Pidin, you're chayev to be machzir, and they didn't want to be machzir b'shum Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. So since Menadim their Pater Aliba de Rav, he didn't want to accept the animal, even though Be'emes they're chayev lachzir Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim, because they didn't want to do it Al Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. They wanted to do it they thought it was Maker Adin. So Frektis Ksois Lashitas Rashi, that whenever Yechayv Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim, Tfisa is effective and we don't take it away. So according to that, we still have a kasha. Why did Rava give the animal back? Since they gave it back to him, Tfisa! Lefi Rashi, you have Tfisa! Ma'abaya kan, in Shubaya! You did your Tfisa! What his Kavana was? Who cares what his Kavana was? It's just as good as Tfisa! So, and for the Ktzais, Al Pi Yisod Divrei Amar Shal B'Yom Shel Shlomo Bava Kama Perek HaKoneh Simen Vav, that only when we don't carry out the more severe punishment, like if it's Shogeg, or Bizman Hazeh, there's no capital punishment, There's a chiyuv to pay, and nevertheless, at any rate, lots of sidei shamayim, and memeli in tavas lemefkin and minei. But if there's kimle ramine mimezid bemezid, and of din and achumra, we do the more serious punishment of chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv klal lotzis yidei shemaim, and memeleim tafas if he grab mafkina winei, we take it away from him because there's no chiyuv at all. And lefi zeh answers the tzois, the kasha of Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, because that this person is baba machteres, and his din was ain like damim, and we were allowed to kill him. He lost his life there when he dug under to commit this robbery. So this is called mezid, that of din and l'chumra, because we were going to do the more serious punishments. Even though before he was saved, they didn't kill him, but he could very well have been killed. He was in that matzav, so he doesn't have a din shogi as a din mezid that he was mamish mischayev misa. It's like a person who's mischayev misa and he ran away from the base and they didn't kill him. So vaday called din mezid olav, since he was already mischayev in l'chumra on the more serious punishment. And this guy also was baba machteres, he was chayev in the more serious punishment. Just afterwards, he was saved. And you can't compare it to Shogeg when he wasn't Mischaiv Mis at all. But this is a din of doing it b'mezid. And it's like he got the death penalty. And Memel is no chiv at all. And therefore Rava didn't want to keep it. He didn't want to hold on to it because there's no Latzisi De Shemayim. When the person got the more severe punishment, and here it's like mezid where he got the more severe punishment. And you don't even have to be Latzisi De Shemayim at all. And therefore, in Tavas Mafkina Minay, and therefore, Rabbi gave it back. Those rabbis were so honest. So it's really not a kasha on Rashi. Rashi only says that, you know, when you're chayv lotzis yidei shemayim, like in a case of shogeg, where lo avdin and achumra, you don't do the more serious punishment. But where in our case, where you did or could have, in our case of mezid of baba machteres, there Rashi would hold no. Itavas Mafkina Minay. If he grabbed it, you take it away, and therefore he had to give it back. So it emerges then from the Ketzos that Lashitas Rashi, there are two separate dinim in Kimle the Rabbi Minei. One is in Kimle the Rabbi Minei b'mezid, that you do the more serious punishment there, there's no chiyuv mamon at all, afilu lotzis yidei shemayim. And the second is in Kimle the Rabbi Minei b'shogeg, there, even though there's a p'tur mitashlumin, nevertheless, there's a chiyuv l'shalim, lotzis yidei shemayim. In the case of Shogeg, there is Kimle d'Rabbi Minei, but let's see, the Shemayim has to pay back. So you see, there are two dinim in Kimle d'Rabbi Minei. Rebbe Chanan, in the real Rebbe Chanan, in Ksubis Ois Sadi Gimel, in the Kovetz Shiurim, explains that the yisod of these two dinim in Kimle d'Rabbi Minei is that when it's bemezid and we do the more serious punishment, so it's like he gave the mammon, like the yisod of the Ramban in Makot. And of Bet Amud Aleph, that be'onesh hachomer nichlal gamkein ha'onesh hakal. That in the more serious punishment is included the lighter punishment. So it's like he got both punishments. It's like yesh bechlal masayim mane, included in 200 is 100. So therefore, if you got the more serious punishment, it's like all inclusive. Shahakul niya b'dvaro. Everything was. Right? There's like an everything punishment. So Mamela, you know, like if a person is killed, so that's also mammon, right? When a person gets killed, he also loses his money. So when he gets the more serious punishment, the onesh hakal is included. It's like he got both onshim, and therefore there's no kimleib derab. There's no chi of latzis yidei shemayim to pay it back because he already did pay it back. Kaviyachol, he got that punishment too. Mashen kain when he's b'shogeg. There, the p'tur is not b'chlal ha'onesh of Masayim is money because there's no onesh at all b'shogeg. Rather, it's a din mesuyim b'shogeg that he's pater mitashlumin, and it's not as if he paid. And therefore, since it's not as if he paid, it's just a p'tur, therefore, he's chayav al kol panim, lotzeis yidei shamayim. So b'shogeg, he's pater melashalim bezen art mechayiv him, but b'meid it's as if he paid. So we learn from all of this that Shitas Rashi is that the gedder of the Ptur of Kimle Rabbi Minei Mezid is a din in the Onesh of chiyuv mitzah, that it's like he also got the onus of tashlum. Hashem kein shogeg is a din p'tur of tashlumin, as we explained. However, that's all shitas Rashi, but shitas Tosfos is that even b'mezid, and we do the more serious punishment, there's a chiyuv l'shalim latzis day shemayim. We can prove this from the fact that they asked in Sanhedrin, why did Rav accept the ram back since they were chayiv l'hachzir latzis day shemayim? What do you mean the Chayav L'Achzir L'Tzis Dei Shemayim? It's Baba Machteris, like they were killed. Because Shitas Tos says that the gather of Tur of Kimlei Rabbanei B'Mezid is not a din in the Oynish of Misa that includes the Oynish HaKal and B'Chlam Asayim Monet as if they paid it back. No, it's also a Ptur Mitashlumen that Beis Din cannot be Mechayiv him to pay. But there's still a Chiyuv Tashlumen L'Tzis Dei Shemayim. Because Shitas Tos says that the gather of Tur of Kimlei Rabbanei B'Mezid is not a din in the Oynish of Chiyuv Misa. Rather, it's Be'etzim Pu'ulas Ha'Aveira, the Aveira itself that causes the Ptur and Tashlumen that applies equally to Shogeg and Mezid. So you see that according to Tosfos, the Yesod of the Ptur of Kimlei Rabbanei is equal whether it's B'Shogeg or B'mezid. And now we have, with this understanding of the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, we can also understand the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos if the din of chayve krisis pater mitashlumen is only b'mezid, or it's also b'shogeg and it's l'shitasam. Rashi holds that only chayve koris b'mezid pater mitashlumen, not shogeg. Even though Chayvei Krisis were equated to Chayvei Misa and Chayvei Misa were mechalik between Shogeg and Mezid. Why? Because this pasuk that patters from Kares from Tashlum from Gzeira Shava, and that's equated to Misa, so it's talking about Kares b'Mezid. So since that's the limud, you can't extend that now to Shogeg, because it's apples and oranges. Mezid is a din in the Onesh and Shogeg isn't. So if you have the limut from Kares to Misa, that's only going to be talking about Mezid, which is what the pasuk is actually talking about, but not Shogeg, because Shogeg is a different category. We don't have a limut of the Torah of Shogeg in Mele if a person's over. But Kares, b'Shogeg, there's no Kimlev de Rabbi Mine. There's no place to be Mechadish that from. But Tosis holds, no, the Shitasam, that the Torah of Kimlev de Rabbi Mine is uniform, both b'mezid and b'shogeg. It's yisod v'din echad, that etzem pulis ha'aveira patters, and the meila, if you're learning from kares to misa about mezid, it's also going to extend to shogeg, because it's the same category. So we learn in this shir, b'siyata d'shmaya, very gishmak, the machlok sin Rashi and Tosis, if chay b'misis b'shogeg also patters into shlumen, and we said that it's totally in the yisod of the Torah of Kimlev de Rabbi Mine. Mishogim and Mezid, is it two separate dinim, or is it one yesod? If it's two separate dinim, then you can only learn Chayve Krisis from Chayve Mises b'mezid, but not b'shogi, because it's a din in the Pulas Havera, Shish B'chal Masayim Mana. But Shogi is a completely different category, that there it's in the Pulas Havera, and not in the Onesh. It's not in the Onesh. But it's in the Pulas Havera, and that's a completely different category, so you can't learn from Mezid to Shogeg. Whereas Tosfos holds, no, it's the same category. So once you have a limud from Chayve Mises to Chayve Krisis, you can learn, just like you learn Mezid, you can also learn Shogeg, because it's the same din that the Pulas Havera patters. And B'siyata D'Shmai, there's so much more to say. This sug and many other sugis in the Masechta, obviously we can go on for the rest of till the end of time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give us the koach and the moach and many more years to live, that we can explicate and expound upon this beautiful Masechta and the Hashem's beautiful Torah. Lil modu l'lame lishmor v'lasu l'kaim is called Divrei Salma Taroso v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.